It's time for Crime on the Mind with crime prevention expert, retired Fairfield Police Lieutenant Jim Perez. Now on Melissa in the Morning, WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
It's considered the busiest travel time of the year, the week of Thanksgiving. And it's not just people getting to and from where they're going to have their Thanksgiving meal. It's people getting to and from airports or train stations, or maybe it's just getting to and from celebrations that include, dare I say, alcohol, for example. So rideshare options are incredibly popular, understandably so, and they are the smart option a lot of the times, especially if you are going out with friends, you plan to drink, you don't have a driver who's going to bring you home, you get a rideshare option. I get it. But it still comes with some safety tips you should be thinking about before you get into any stranger's car. That's why we have Jim Perez back with us to share those tips, especially ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday and the weekend as well. Jim, welcome back. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much, Jim. Uber and Lyft, just to name a couple of the options out there, they are top of mind for you today.
Yeah, they are. You know, I'm going to tell you, I'm not against these rideshare companies per se. I mean, they do create jobs, especially like during, you know, struggling times and things like that. And most people, most drivers are honest and they just, you know, want to get from point A to point B and be done. The problem is that you have some people that want to, you know, take advantage of it. And of course, these are the nefarious ones that are like, you know, they just want to kind of like take advantage, particularly of women or young women. And so we've had incidences, we've had investigations where, you know, there were rape allegations, all kinds of stuff, just like everybody else has in the state and the region, for that matter, in the country. But listen, sometimes it's so bad that there are certain countries that have outright banned Uber-like ride shares or partially banned them.
Wait, really?
You know, we're talking Denmark. Yeah, Denmark, Hungary, Turkey, they all have restrictions.
Interesting.
London got their Uber in London got their license suspended multiple times because of safety concerns related to unauthorized drivers. So these are the things that, you know, in Canada, Vancouver, it's illegal in the city, although it's legal in other parts of Canada. But here's the bottom line. You need to be very careful because right now the latest scam or the latest thing that they're doing in Uber, these nefarious Uber drivers, is they're taking unsuspected women and they're offering them bottled waters. Okay, so if you jump into the Uber in the back, you'll find bottled waters. And usually that's a nice gesture, right? It's just a way of kind of like, you know, uplifting your
business. That's like old school limo service that you get the complimentary waters. Yeah, that's true.
Correct. Correct. Here's the problem. Ready? They're taking little thin needles and they're injecting it with fentanyl or some other type of day drug type thing.
Are you serious?
And, oh, yeah. There's been cases of this already where one woman in particular got into, or a young woman got into the car. And thank God that she put her share my location thing ahead of time. But she took a bottle of water. She opened it up. She took two sips, two little sips. And within 25 seconds, she started to feel so relaxed. Her heart rate slowed down because she was getting ready to pass out. She literally jumped out of the car.
Are you kidding me?
No. These things, listen.
That's crazy, Jim.
Listen, look it up. It's in the news. It's all over the place. These incidences happen in isolation, but thank God for the internet because we can find out about these things. But listen, these things are happening, and I think that the best way – so there's two things you can do. If you're offered a bottle, first of all, I would not, the bottom line is don't take anything from anybody, okay, that you don't know. No strangers. Don't accept any drinks from any strangers, any bottles of water from any strangers. But if you feel like you have to, here's the thing. You can tip the bottle over or squeeze the bottle, and if it has a little drip, then you know that it's been tampered with. Because even sealed bottles are being tampered with.
Wow.
And I hate to bring this to a higher level, but I'm not even going to discuss it. But anyway, these are the ways that you can test it. These are the ways that you can test it is by doing those things. But honestly, I think the safest thing is just don't accept any drinks no matter what, or bring your own water, bring your own bottle. And especially at night, because what's happening is they're targeting these individuals late at night. So they're coming back from bars, they're coming back from parties, and with the holidays upon us, and people not wanting to drink. I get the positive of Uber and Lyft. I get it. It's convenient. It's excellent as far as that goes. However, there are certain things that you should be doing to keep yourself safe, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because obviously we'll talk about what in general. I did not know about the water bottle situation, Jim, and I think that's really important for people to think about, because logically it is. I think we kind of forget that when you use rideshare options, you are getting essentially into somebody's car you don't know. You know, yes, mm-hmm. you're given a profile, and yes, they are vetted through the companies and everything. And by the way, there are certainly just as many, there are certainly, mm-hmm. you know, stories of rideshare operators who are attacked by people too. I mean, I hate to, you know, but mm-hmm. I want to make sure people know that it certainly is on the other side of it. There are drivers who, like you said, Jim, overall are great people. They're trying to make a living. And they also mm-hmm. sometimes have been attacked as well. I got to tell you, mm-hmm. another country, but one of my very best friends when I was living abroad, his father was mm-hmm. actually a rideshare driver. He was killed by people in his vehicle.
Terrible.
This was years ago. Yeah. So it's tragic. So it certainly could go both ways. I just want to make sure that rideshare drivers who are like, hey, why are you hating on us? I'm not. But when you have mm-hmm. bad actors, like in any industry, you should at least know mm-hmm. what to look for. So this water bottle thing, this is what, a new kind of scam, if you will?
It's a recent scam incident thing that's been happening.
Okay.
And police departments are realizing this. You know, they're realizing that these are the things during their investigations. They're finding out that the bottles were tampered with, or there was something inside the bottle. Because, we collect evidence and we send it off to the lab. Mm-hmm. And we can tell every single atom or particle that's in there. You know what I mean?
Sure.
We can break down the liquid or break down the, and they're finding that they're being laced with either roofies or type drugs or fentanyl, a small amount. Yeah. And listen, it could be deadly. This is serious. I mean, I don't even think the drivers that are the bad guys even realize how dangerous. I mean, they could be charged with murder. You know, that's how serious this can become. So I think it's something that we all need to be aware of. Listen, people are getting together right now for the holidays, for Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up and all. This is the time to discuss these things. You know, sit down and talk about them and talk about safety and security. And most important, talk about the dangers that we've just discussed, because they're real. And they really are real.
They absolutely are. And so, Jim, hold on, because I want to continue the conversation. You had mentioned in there before that there was a story where, thank God, she was also being tracked. So I want to talk about some things that people can be thinking about if they want to use rideshare programs. And again, it's not to get into a car and assume that you are going to be the victim of a crime. It is just to have crime prevention on your mind and to feel as, I think, empowered as possible in any situation. Today, we're just focusing on rideshare programs. So we have crime prevention expert Jim Perez with us, making sure that you are safe this holiday season. If you are planning to use a rideshare program, I think that's great. I know Jim has some thoughts on it. I know for myself, we use rideshare pretty frequently. When we go to Boston, for example, it's a nightmare to park at TD Garden, for example. It's incredibly expensive as well, and we like to go to Bruins games. So oftentimes, we will park far away and we'll take an Uber. So or a Lyft, whatever it may be. So rideshare is something that I will say we always use. There are a couple things, though, that we live by. Did not know about the water bottle thing, though, Jim. So thanks again for that. Did not realize about that. We'll never accept water again. But I want to talk about just some basic tips that people should think about. So, for example, the importance of never, I think, traveling solo. And if you're going to travel solo, maybe sitting in the back seat and not in the front seat. I've heard about that. I mean, talk about, just that.
Well, I would never accept a front seat as a single person. I would never accept a front seat of a ride. You know, the back seat affords some type of protection from the driver or anybody else for that matter. You know, I just think it's a better option for you. But more importantly, make sure that you're getting into the correct vehicle. Oftentimes, there are people that will. I'll give you a for instance. I came out of. I took the Amtrak from Florida mm-hmm. recently.
Oh wow!
And I actually got off. Yeah, and I got off in Bridgeport. That's a whole other experience we could talk about. Actually, it was good.
I was gonna say good. I love the Amtrak. Yes, but go on. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I did one of those sleeper cars. It was excellent, actually. But
oh, look at you, fans.
Yeah, on my way back, I got off in Bridgeport, and as soon as I went downstairs and outside, I noticed all these drivers like almost pedaling, like trying to get you to go with them, which I thought was kind of strange because it used to be that it would be just legit taxis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or assigned Uber or Lyft where you actually have. But for people to pedal a ride from you, I thought was strange because I'm thinking to myself, first of all, I don't know who you are. And second of all, you're dressed like a slob. Like, what? I don't even know.
Like, tell us how you really feel, Jim. No, but it is true.
It was so obvious.
Because like, so many people will be like, oh, this is actually really convenient. I didn't even get on the app yet. Or, oh, I have to wait for the ride to get here. It could be another 5-10 minutes or whatever. So the importance of verifying your driver and the car that you're getting mm-hmm. into. There was that. What was that awful story, Jim? We don't have to go into it. But the story of the girl who got into the wrong car. I don't remember
It was in a bar district.
Oh,
it was in a
so
bar
sad.
District. It was in a
oh,
college
my God.
Town. And
awful.
she literally thought, because she was inebriated, so she mm-hmm. couldn't, she doesn't know, you know.
Right.
She was by herself, and she literally got into the wrong car, and this guy purposely took advantage of her. So listen, understand this, and
terrible.
We talked about this in the past. We talked about behavior of criminals and how they look for weaknesses. Mm-hmm. And this girl, unfortunately, had her head down, was kind of bobbing back and forth, didn't really have a steady gait or walk. And
she was a
target.
Someone
took advantage.
Sure.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. And someone took advantage of it. So I like your idea. Partner up. Don't do it alone. Always have somebody else. Or at the very least, if you're forced to be by yourself, make sure you have your phone on and you're talking to someone because that's a live mic.
Yeah.
Anything.
You had mentioned that story mm-hmm. before about tracking. So it's funny because I don't know, like people think I sound crazy, but I love being tracked. My sister tracks me. My husband tracks me. And the reason I do that, I just think it's important, Jim. I feel like we've got these mm-hmm. features and instead of being afraid of them, like, yes, I think mm-hmm. on the surface it sounds wild when I say somebody's tracking me. But I mean, I don't think that's crazy. I certainly will tell people, and I'm very public, like I'm super vocal, shocking about that.
Yeah.
I'll get into an Uber mm-hmm. and I'll be like, yup, I am in my Uber right now, so-and-so, and I am going here, and this is what I was planning on doing. Oh, we're passing this building. Like, I don't stop talking, and I think that's just, again, yes, I'm being tracked, but the other
let me stop you there for 1 second.
Yeah.
Tracking is one thing. Okay, tracking is one thing.
Okay.
Talking about it publicly when you're not home is not good.
Why?
Because what happens is now people know that you're not home, they could break in your house.
No. If I'm talking to, let's just say my husband's at home. Let's say somebody's
at home.
That's what I'm saying.
Numbers.
Yeah. If
okay,
I'm like,
okay.
Hey, mom,
like
I'm on my
media.
Way.
Sorry.
No. Listen, we're not going there with the social media. We're not even, that's another day, Jim. No, if I'm calling, let's say my mom who's hosting Thanksgiving. Hey, mom, we're in the Uber right now. Mm-hmm. We're on our way to you. Actually, we just passed the green over here, and we should only be about 10 minutes out. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah, no. I don't need people.
That's great information because what ends up happening is, God forbid, you get into an accident or something does happen, at least your loved ones know. Listen, having a game plan, I've always talked about this. A security game plan is so important. It's letting people know where you are, when you are, and when you're expected. Because when you're not there, they're going to immediately go into action rather than kind of like not worry about it.
Right.
And then hours go by. And when something is about to happen, minutes can seem like hours.
Mm-hmm.
Seconds can seem like minutes. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and the other thing too, Jim, that you've talked about before is that you want to make yourself as small of a target as possible. So the more that you, I feel like, are bringing attention, I mean, you tell people, they're less likely to want to mess with you. They're like, this is too much work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this girl doesn't stop talking. This girl's talking to too many people. I'm too exposed.
Yep.
Like, let's move on to the next person. Let's just get this girl at where she needs to be. You know what I mean?
Yep. When you act with confidence and you walk with confidence and you literally look at people in the eyes, don't stare, but just look at them and look away. You act like you own the place. That's a confidence that is kryptonite to every bad person because they just want a quick hit. They want the least amount of work and they don't want to struggle because they know that if they attract attention, chances are they're going to get caught and they're going to end up in jail. Well, these days in some states, you'll end up in jail. In some states, they'll give you a debit card. So that's a whole different story.
Generally,
you will be in trouble.
Right.
And so I think that we need to kind of focus on on that part, on keeping you on increasing your 360 awareness, which we've talked about this all the time. What is it? That's being aware of your surroundings all around you at all times. And part of that is the way you conduct yourself. You will become a victim if you act aloof and you act like you don't know what you're doing and you're constantly staring at your phone
or
you're distracted, sort of like in La La Land. Exactly. But if you pay attention and you're constantly looking at people and you're, even when you get into an Uber, you know, you already, you know, you're acting with that confidence. They might not even try something on you because they already know that you're not someone to mess with.
Well, and I think sometimes, Jim, we naturally, just as humans, are people pleasers. Not all of us, but a lot of us are. It's that same idea.
No, I get it.
When somebody rings the doorbell, you feel compelled to open the door for them. I do find that sometimes people will get nervous about checking the license plate. So going back behind the car, looking at it, checking your phone to see that it's the same. Like, they feel like that's rude. But it's really not. I would so highly tell you that it's not rude. And by the way, your driver, if they're doing their job correctly, they're checking to make sure you match the description as well. Like, they're making sure no one's getting in their car that they didn't sign up for. So they're doing it to you. You just don't see it because you're outside the vehicle. So please make sure you're checking that. Like, don't worry. You're not being rude. Right. Just verify.
No, just verify. There's nothing wrong with verifying. If things match up and you know that your driver's name is Don, and all of a sudden the guy pulls up and he goes, "Hey, are you Amy? I'm Don." Oh, perfect. Okay. So you're the only two that know this information, right? Or should know it.
Right. Exactly. Right? Exactly. Yeah.
So then that's fine. But there are other things, you know, like keeping the window cracked open, you know, making sure that, you know, you're observant all the time, not really putting your head down, and don't go to sleep, and don't just act relaxed like you're in a friend's car, because you're not, you know. And these are the things that kind of give off the vibe that, listen, I'm not to be messed with. I know what's going on. I just need to get from this point to this point. And if you can get me there, that's great. And if not, I have someone who's on the phone right now. And I'm also sharing my location. You know, those things matter. They really make a difference, because bad guys don't want to get, they want super secrecy, right? They don't want you to know anything and for, you know, and to take advantage of you. So these are the things that I say you should look out for.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Uber rides. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with Lyft rides, but you have to be careful. It's not, you listen, a taxi, they're licensed, right? There's testing that goes on. There's more accountability.
You're right. Yeah. It's a very, very different. Yeah. I agree with you. Jim Perez, thank you so much. I always appreciate getting your insight. I hope you and your family have a wonderful holiday week. And we'll talk again next week on the show here on WICC. Thank you so much.